if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick
at his stomach.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? And that at this, some of the guests tease and embarrass the bride and groom.
Well, they was just teasing them, I suppose.
Did you have any special name for a kind of party after the wedding?
The bridal party.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave or I'll get you.
What do you call that? The spook is they'll get you.
Uh-huh. Would you say that again? Uh-huh.
If you don't behave, the spookies will get you.
Okay. Do you think they might say anything else? Did you ever hear boogeyman?
The boogeyman.
Pardon?
Boogeyman.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And would you say anything else?
Well, I would invite them in.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say Christmas gift?
Christmas gift. Gift.
Do you say that?
Christmas greetings.
Okay, that's really good. Because everybody sort of says Merry Christmas, uh-huh. But every area they say something different, uh-huh. You know, in addition. That's what I meant. If you have a very heavy suitcase to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to
tote this heavy suitcase
too far.
This load.
See, it's real hard when the word that we need's in the middle of the sentence, because I got to get you the idea on both sides. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can pull its four legs and head and tail inside its shell.
It's a crab, isn't it?
What?
A crab lives in the water.
Uh-huh, that's, this one has a shell on the top of it.
A gopher?
No.
Terrapin?
Like this. A what?
A terrapin?
Now, what about if it lives in the water, you'd call it?
Terrapin, right on.
Okay, and if it lived on the land?
It'd be a terrapin, right on.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
The chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake if it has a pointy front?
A boat.
And what if it had a square front?
It would be a boat right on.
What do you call the covering for a pillow? You know, you have a pillow.
A ticking.
And the ticking holds the pillow together.
Uh-huh.
And then...
You have a cover, pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty...
set of beads.
Okay.
And a pretty gal wearing them. Not my wife.
Husbands are all the same. I bet after 56 years they never change, do they?
No.
Well, yeah, we lied long old hand hug, yes.
Well, you do?
Yeah.
Sure, my parents still do. Every night when my father comes home, he goes in and gives my mother a big kiss and says hello. And she always comes to the front door to meet him.
Sure, that's what she ought to do. I didn't know she's glad to see you.
If